Dear audience, please allow me to introduce you to a visit. Brian Gerst. Blaine Gerst, please excuse. Former Wizard of Runtimes, now Wizard of Many Trades. Welcome.
Thank you again. This talk is, in some ways, 50 years in the making. And for 50 years, I've been trying to build software for everybody in the world. So that's why I went to Bell Laboratories, to a project that was going to become the internet. They screwed that up. I learned a lot of Unix, hacked kernels, and went to the Unix System 5 group, where they were selling commercial Unix. I was as close to research Unix as I could get. Greg Chesson was sent out, along with all the Bell Labs researchers in the early 70s, to spread the gospel of Unix to all the universities in the world. We got, at the University of Illinois, Greg Chesson. So I was exposed to Unix as they ran it on this little computer running an emulated 1170, PWM 1170, on something lesser, but it worked. And I got a little taste of Unix there. I went out to UCLA for my master's and still love the U. They were running a BSD version out there already. And I learned some cute things on that one. And I went to Bell Labs itself and spent 7 years trying to do the wrong thing. But then I transferred up and somehow became in charge of System 5 Unix. When I arrived there, I have the date. After a Cyndi Lauper concert, I still had pink hair, because my girlfriend convinced me to, well, anyway. I still had pink in my hair on my first day in this new job. It didn't matter. They were running 14-character file names. I inherited this group that was importing Dennis Ritchie's streams and other stuff. Dual processor. I'd been under NDA and booted the first Unix tape on the VAX 11782. I knew about this stuff. I helped them get that stuff done, and the next year, I said, well, what do we do next? Research was out of ideas, BSD or Sun was pushing NFS everywhere, so I went out and negotiated to swap out our file system switch to get better technology from Sun Microsystems. They gave me DFS. I talked my team into throwing out our work and adopting theirs, because we got 1,000-character file names, we got symbolic links, we got modern Unix. This was good for half of the industry that had been stuck on 14-character file names. I got /proc in from Unix on a bug fix. Turns out when you have more than one processor, you need better system calls to, you know, was probably, you got to do it on both. I mean, the system calls didn't work, but /proc was an insight. Wow, you could use files to represent many things. I go, that's pretty cool. I had to use really ugly I/O controls, or sort of like block-level programming on old stuff, but yeah, it was good enough. I ran into Ken Thompson one point. I go, you know, you're going to this thing called, it wasn't Volcano, it was after Plan 9, something like that. I go, you know, Plan 9 was based on files, you know, which is really kind of read-write, and then this kind of object interface thing. I go, why did you do objects? He goes, I wasn't interested in objects. Okay. I was. So I've been around and I've done a lot of things. And we can get the slideshow back going. One, two, three. Well, let's start. My goal today is to infect you. I have passion for the project I'm working on because I have a death wish against the patriarchy. Money. No, money is ruining the planet. We value our resources in this abstract concept that doesn't really exist. So if I can do an unhackable supply chain, we can at least know where our stuff comes from. Make better choices. If we can track dark money, we can get rid of the influences that get into this feedback cycle that has to build more war machines and debt financing, and oh, there's scary stuff going on in the world right now. And I have a plan. You know anybody else with a plan? Anybody? Does anybody have a plan? I have a plan. And my goal is to infect you. I'm pretty good at doing that. Let's see how well I do today. So this is in some ways an extension of my talk in FOSDEM 22, where I laid out all the big picture stuff. And I'm not going to review all of that. I'm going to talk about the programming language, how to build bug-free code. While I do that, I'll kind of mention some of the other stuff. I've already agreed to go to Hackfest in Bulgaria in November because they wanted me to talk about something. I go, I'll go. What do you want to talk about? I go, well, my vision for the way society ought to work. And I have a plan for that too, because we have to fix society everywhere. We got to get competitive, 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 competitive. We got to go to collaborative. Chill, man. You contribute, your friends recognize it, and that's enough for me. I can't play music, so my friend Tom, he throws this jam session. Now, he had a lot to do with decrypting the Antikytheros mechanism, the most sophisticated astronomy device ever known to the Greeks. I think it was, not Pythagoras. Anyway. He deciphered the coding on it because it had assembly instructions, operating instructions. He invented this